burrito, mischetti, spaghetti, meatballs, and then what was it? Lasagna. Okay.
I'll be right back.
You can just keep it.
No, I just need one picture.
Better be of your boobs.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
All right, welcome back to Beards and Beers. I am your host, Two Beers with Nathan, along with my cohort, K-Bob. What's going on, buddy?
Your adorable cohort. Cohort. That's a tough one.
Are you saying you're my adorable cohort, or are you saying I am adorable?
I don't know. Is it cohort or cohort?
Cohort. It's definitely cohort.
Cohort. With it's a heart or.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely not cohort.
Yeah, I didn't really think that was it. That was like Carhartt. Carhartt, that brand. Whatever. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back doing this. Happy Thursday to you.
Or whenever you're listening to this.
Yep, though, it's right. Thursday here.
So some current events. Have you heard that the NBA is like fighting with China?
I don't know if you're referring to like what LeBron said.
Nope, the extent of me knowing it is that apparently the NBA has some beef with China. I know nothing else.
I don't either. I know people are really angry at LeBron James. I don't know why, because I don't care to look into it. Like, I'm not
Space
too...
Jam remake.
That's got to be it. I think he said something about, like, communism and, like, I don't know. I don't know, man. If that's what you're referring to, then yes, I've heard of it. I don't know the extent of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know, man. If any sport where you're not hitting each other, at least sometimes, is it really a sport?
I don't know.
Something to think about.
Women's volleyball is a sport.
Dude, that's an attractive sport. Well, I don't know if I'd call it a sport, though, man. Like,
I would.
I'm going to come across as sexist in saying this, but I don't like watching kids or women play sports.
Aww.
I just don't.
That's sad. I love watching kids play. Like one of my favorite things is going to, like, a hockey game. And, like, the squirt team shows up in halftime, and they're all falling all over each other and shit.
Yeah, you're laughing at the falling. You're not sitting there being like, oh, look at this kid's board work. Look at his edge work.
I'm not saying I'm, like, taking stats on the sidelines, but I enjoy the entertainment piece of it, so. Yeah,
like, I like seeing, you know, like, if it's a kid, you know, bust out for a 100-yard run playing flag football and other kids falling down. I enjoy the comedy aspect of kids playing sports. But otherwise, I'd rather watch professional.
Did you ever play flag football as a kid?
Oh, yeah, dude. You do the move where you put the flag in front so it looks like it's your dick. So if people grab it, you're like, you're gay. You grab my dick.
You would be that guy. Good for you. That's phenomenal. I say phenomenal a lot. I notice that a lot. I don't listen back to our podcast, but I know myself pretty well. And I think my go-to word is phenomenal.
That stuff tends to go in waves. Like, I know Trump constantly says tremendous, so we're not being political. I'm just saying somebody who speaks a lot, and it's always tremendous, tremendously, things like
know.
That.
I don't know. I say phenomenal quite a bit, and now you know.
Well, being aware of some of that
you
stuff.
You could probably make a drinking game out of it. Like I said, I really don't listen back to these podcasts, and it's not because I don't like our content. That's only the second reason why I don't listen to it. But the first reason is because I just don't like the sound of my own voice. I think you can relate too. Even when I wear these fucking headphones, I can hear myself. I'm like, oh, but I'm sure you can make a fun drinking game out of it. How many times does Caleb say phenomenal, take a drink? Or if one of us says, take a drink, you're going to
get fucking fucked up. Straight up buckled.
You're welcome. Take a drink.
So, Halloween, next week, what are your kids dressing up as?
So my daughter's going to be, what's Kennedy going as for Halloween?
Anna from Frozen.
She's going as Anna from Frozen. And my son is going as a skeleton.
Cool.
It's a Fortnite skeleton. So.
Oh, dang. That means no candy at my house.
Yeah, I know. I like that sign.
The Yeah, man, Halloween's a fun time of year. We posted on the gram on how, especially the ladies that go super hard with it at first, you know, like that hour before they go to the party, they either look amazing or amazingly sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the real golden hour. I'm not talking about that 2 o'clock Pocahontas now looks like she's been through a dumpster type attractive. I'm just talking about, like, in general, I appreciate the young ladies who make a real point of doing all out on Halloween.
I agree. I really do. I agree. They're making Halloween great again.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go. It's kind of funny that we grew up in the Midwest. Did you ever have to wear your winter jacket when trick-or-treating? Like, hide your costume pretty much?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I would never hide it. I would wear it underneath it, so I looked like I was, like, ripped.
Or fat. The fat version of whatever you were dressed in.
I was fat Darth Maul. I definitely did. I was Darth Maul. My brother and I went as this was my favorite one, Sub-Zero and Scorpion. I was Scorpion, obviously. Good Halloween. I think my top three Halloween costumes, definitely. Number one was Scorpion. Number two, I dressed as a woman one year, and I actually looked like I was young. I actually looked like a little girl, and I kind of started to question myself. That was a good costume. And then I think I said Darth Maul. That was a good one. That was like, that was the only Star Wars movie I ever watched. And I think it was because, like, everybody was talking about Star Wars and I was just a stupid kid. And, it's like, yeah, Star Wars, let's go. And I saw it and I was super excited about it. And I got a Darth Maul costume and that's that story.
Yeah. I remember it's a few years older than you. That came out. I was still in elementary school, probably fifth grade. It's probably first or second grade for you. And that was like a big thing culturally. It was like Titanic and that were like the
big
movie.
They brought it back. Yeah, because I mean, I think that was, there was like a gap between
like 20 plus years, I think.
Yeah, and it made a comeback and there was a lot of hype. And I was a real hyped kid. If it was hype, I'm all about it. I'm still that way.
Rowdy, rowdy, bout it.
Like it, love it.
So my best costume, actually, I was probably 18, and I actually did the Heath Ledger Joker like every other basic-ass white dude. But I, like, got, like, a good trench coat that was, you know, purple and did all that, and it looked pretty decent. And everyone's done it pretty much at this point.
I did that last year. I went as
That's right. I remember that.
I guess you can call it as, like, the Jared Leto Joker because I have short hair. And then my daughter was Batman. You should drop that picture here for the people that are watching at home. That's a good one. That was a good Halloween costume. I enjoyed that one in my adult years. Tomorrow I'm going to a Halloween party, actually. And, I'm going to be dressed as, I'm just really lazy this year. I'm just going to bust out a Red Wings jersey and like color a black eye on myself. And I'm just going to be that.
There's also an element of just quick and easy, and when you can tell that's what you did. There is something to be said about like, oh, I just threw this costume together or some shit like that. Like,
I was gonna be Post Malone, and then like I looked at like the
internet and saw everyone's doing
I don't give a shit about that. I looked online because I want to do it right, so I looked at like fake tattoos, like his fake tattoos. Well, he doesn't have fake tattoos, but his tattoos specifically, and he's got the worst tattoos ever. And it was like $20 for like removable tattoos. I'm like, that's stupid as shit. Like,
I don't get a marker.
I'm not gonna do that. If I could wear it again, for sure. And I'm sorry if I hiccup and burp a lot on this podcast. When I drink, I do that. It sucks. But yeah. So I'm doing the cheap and cost efficient and easy thing this year, and I'm pretty stoked about it.
Word. Have we podcast since I saw Joker?
I don't think so. I remember on the first episode we had discussed it. I don't think it had it hadn't dropped yet.
Okay, so I'll do a quick elevator review of it because I know I posted one on the gram for anyone listening who might have missed it. Excellent movie. It's not for everybody. It is not an action movie. It is not a comic book movie. It's not people flying around and doing shit. It's not a crime drama. It is a mental illness, depression drama, but it is very, very good. It's an excellent movie. I I recommend it, but it is definitely not for everybody.
Are they trying to make a point? Is it like one of those movies where they're trying to make a statement?
It has some messages. I'll say this, like, it also gives a lot of nods to other people who play Joker. There's a lot of Batman references and stuff involved because it's taking place in Gotham City. But it's not like, hey, let me shove my agenda down your throat like a lot of movies. It just comes down to, like, you know, Forrest Gump, that was a great movie. He just happened to be mentally challenged slash slow, you know, a little frittata. So it's like that, where it's like, it's an essence of what kind of creates the character and his descent into madness. And it's really good.
You heard it here, folks. The Joker movie, exactly like Forrest Gump.
Also, El Camino, I'll just say this. If you're a fan of Breaking Bad, watch it. Just because you've already watched all of Breaking Bad, go in with medium expectations. I will say this, it was unnecessary and a cash grab, but it also was not bad.
I haven't seen it yet. I've seen all of Breaking Bad. I saw Breaking Bad twice. So I'm pretty caught up on what's going down with that. But yeah, I haven't seen El Camino, and honestly, it's because I've heard the reviews beforehand, and that's not why I haven't watched it. It's just really hard to sit down and commit to a 2-hour movie. I will watch it though. Like you said, if you watched Breaking Bad, go the distance, finish it off.
Yeah, it just, it almost feels like it should have been already done if they were gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
when did that series end, man? Was that like 2015? No, I think it was before that. I gotta look that up. Because I remember that was a long time ago now.
It's been at least five years.
I think it's been longer. Because I remember binging it on Netflix back in like 20.
I get confused on the years and stuff.
2013. That shit's, yeah, I guess you're ballpark. So yeah, 6 years. 6 years. That's still, wow. Oh, no, that's when it aired. No, that was the last episode. Okay. Yeah, that's when it aired. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. That's good. That's good. If you've never watched Breaking Bad, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, get your life together.
I feel like there's three, and maybe, you know what? This might be up for debate. If you could pick three series that people could just binge watch tonight, and it doesn't even have to be like.
Let's let me preface it this, and we'll just do this for our best of draft, okay?
That works for me.
Let's do best of draft series that you wish everybody you spoke to has watched every episode of.
It changes the dialogue of what I was going for, but I like it.
The only caveat is, and you'll go first, Snake Draft with three apiece. The only caveat is, obviously, we're huge Office fans. We're going to take out The Office.
Okay, because I was about to say that, and I was like, good, I'm first, because that's the one.
Yeah.
No doubt that's the one. Okay, here we go. So three series that I wish everybody has seen.
Fuck. I got to put one more caveat in, I guess.
All
right. And I guess just ask, do we go drama?
Like, it can be anything. Comedy, yeah. Drama. I feel like, yeah, if you go one genre, then, I mean, that's too specific.
Yeah, that's too specific. All right.
All right, I'm going to go number one, Dexter. Dexter is a great series. I was I think that was one of the first Showtime series that I was like, I need to buy Showtime. I love Dexter. There's a lot of mixed reviews on it. I don't agree with how it ended. I'm not trying to be a spoiler here, but you'll hear that everywhere. Dexter did not end well. I don't know what you're doing with your hat there. Holy shit. So Dexter, that's gonna be mine for sure.
So my first one, I thought if I put my hat on, it would like make me not hear myself.
You look like an asshole that has like, you just look like an asshole. Just leave it at that.
My first one, I'm gonna say Eastbound and Down with Kenny Powers.
I've seen episodes of it. I haven't seen the series. It's fucking funny, though.
It's so funny, and I quote it all the time, and not everyone knows it, and I wanted to kind of think a little outside the box, so Uno pick, two beers, Eastbound and Down. My second pick, I'm going to go Justified.
Oh, another one I've never seen.
I think it's one of the most underrated cop dramas. A lot of action, a lot of dark humor. So number two, I'm going to go Justified with my guy Walton Goggins and Timothy
Olyphant. Hold on. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do another fucking episode or another series. I'm like, listen, motherfucker, Snake Draft doesn't work that way.
Respect the snake.
Respect the snake. I'm going to go Californication, which you actually suggested to me. I will give you props for its own. You suggested that one to me. I love Californication. That is such a good one. There's like so much emotion going on in that series, mostly laughter, but there's so much drama and you get sad and I like me some Californication. This one, the third one, man. Oh, it's tough, but not really. I'm gonna go Sons of Anarchy. That shit's great. What a fucking thriller. I mean, if there's a series that you don't want to start at 7 o'clock at night and knowing you got to be up early the next day, because trust me, you won't just watch one or two episodes. You're going to binge that shit hard. Sons of Anarchy. Great series. And I wanted a motorcycle so bad. I wanted a motorcycle. So I think I still do because of that show.
All right, so that's your three. Coming up, I'm going to say, I mean, you could go so much longer, but I'm trying to stick to shows that are canceled and done. So
right,
not
like This Is Us or anything like that.
Or Shameless was kind of on my
Shameless
mind.
Shameless is, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I'm going to say My Name is Earl. I think it was one of the funniest shows that never got the credit deserved. It ended too quick. It actually ended with a to be continued because the writers wanted to give a big fuck you for like, hey, try canceling us. But it's so clever and funny. I recommend
everyone. That's interesting. Yeah, I knew you were a big My Name is Earl fan.
Yeah.
Do you have any honorable mentions? You can do like one or two more honorable mentions.
We'll just say them. If we have them, but let's not dive into them. Sopranos does live up to the hype. The Wire does live up to the hype. Game of Thrones obviously was a cultural phenomenon. Preacher was darkly funny. And
listen,
then,
motherfucker, can you not count to two? That was like four or five. What are you looking at? Are you okay?
I'm looking back at my DVDs to see if.
That's okay. You know what's funny? I'm like drawing a blank here on what else I would want people to, like, you have to watch it.
I can only think of two others that have finished that I would say watch, and I'm gonna throw them out there since you can't think of any.
I can't.
The League and Kroll Show. Both have Nick Kroll in them. Both are hilarious.
The League. That's mine. I like that one. The League. I'm lost. I don't know. I didn't think this through. This just came out of nowhere. But yeah, those are good.
All right. That's our best of draft this week.
Like it.
All right. So I just opened this beer. I'm going to review.
I was going to say, yeah, what are you drinking tonight? I'm drinking, I'll start because you're going to do a review on that.
Yeah, you go first.
I'm drinking some New Amsterdam vodka. Real, real classy, real cheap. And I'm mixing that with some, I don't know, it's a seltzer water. It's lime seltzer.
Word. All right, so at Woodman's, they had Capital Breweries Oktoberfest on sale for $3.99. Made up in Middleton, kind of in between where
local.
We're both living. Local. 5.5%. I'm a little nervous. It was on clearance.
I literally live down the street from this fucking place.
It's not as flavorful as a lot of other Oktoberfests, but, I mean, when you really think about it, October
is. Your dog
is...
just shut the fuck up.
Could you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
What a fucking asshole. I'll tell you what. This beer is better than a dog that barks.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good start. I don't know if it's a great start. It's a good start.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking kill that thing. Goddamn. Yeah. Euthanasia makes you kill your pets. All right. Capital Brewery Oktoberfest. Listen, October... it's one of the top months, definitely one of the top 10 months.
It definitely is. Top 10?
Yeah, it's definitely in the top 10 of months. This okay, beer, though.
Funny.
It's not quite doing it for me. I'm going to give it 2.3. kind of lacking some flavor.
What's your scale go up to? 5?
Yeah.
Okay, 2.3 beers.
Yeah.
That's okay. That looks, it looks good. It's got a nice label. I like that. It's almost like a nod to Canada. Is that a maple leaf on there?
It could be. I'll say this. I would like to try this on tap ice cold. I got a feeling that it would raise the score a bit. So, all right.
And there are beers, a lot of beers like that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, I think I will be the first one to say it. And I am Wisconsin through and through. I think Spotted Cow's overrated.
Oh, dude.
Out of a bottle. And I'm just like, eh, it's okay.
Did you see my Laughing Cow review?
I did. Not your Laughing Cow. I saw your
Laughing Fox, yeah.
The Fox, yeah. Okay. I was like, wait, did you do a different one? Yeah, I did see that.
I agree, man. And I'll say this. And it's nothing against smaller breweries. I do think sometimes they don't put as much thought into what's getting bottled versus tapped. Maybe I'm wrong, but I agree, man. I love me some Spotted Cow. I hate talking shit about anything made in Wisconsin. Yeah. I love the state.
Well, it's not that I'm talking shit about, you know, New Glarus. I love Two Women. That's probably in my top 5.
That's the dream, too.
That's a great – fuck yeah. It's a great name and a great beer. I like Liney's. I like Miller. I mean, we can go all day about the Wisconsin beers that are good, and then there's a lot of bad ones too. It's just how can't all be winners.
Don't worry, I'm here to review them for all of you.
But Spotted Cow, I don't get it. I don't get it. Is it because they can't get it in other states, and they're just like, well, I need the Spotted Cow, and it's like it's got a cow jumping on the bottle.
I think that for a long time that was the closest thing to a craft beer. It wasn't quite. Oh, hey, I'm used to this taste. You know, where we grew up, a lot of the fibs would come up and they were excited for it. I think there was really this like nostalgic, like, hey, this is Wisconsin, because Miller Lite's everywhere, even though it might not be as big in some parts of the country. Like, it's, you can be pretty much anywhere and grab some Miller Lite.
Oh, for sure. Well, unless you're in Chicago.
I mean, you can still find it though. You know what I mean?
That was a big, nod to Chicago.
I enjoy a lot of New Glarus stuff, but it's not all – they're not all bangers, you know, but hey.
Well, I only say that one time I was at a Mike Posner show in Chicago, and I went to the bar, and it was one of those – oh, man, it was so – if you guys don't like Mike Posner, I don't like you. I was in – I was like an unplugged show too. He was like playing acoustically, and it was like 100 people he played for. It was so awesome, and it was like this small-ass venue. And I went to the bar and I was like, can I get a Miller Lite? And she's like, looked at me like I was fucking stupid. And I just didn't get it. And it just added more to my love of Chicago. Like,
yeah,
I don't get it. It's one of those beers you should have everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I'll say this straight. Just, I don't know. Fuck Chicago. Just in general, fuck Chicago.
Fuck Chicago. I don't even think Chicago really likes Chicago.
Oh, yeah, like that old, I fucking knows. Anyway, what check-minded. You mentioned Mike Posner. We have an amazing list out there on Spotify called the Beards and Beers Nostalgic Playlist. I saw we have some Posner on there, so something we're going to do weekly is we're each going to mention a song at minimum to add to the playlist.
I got, I did the whoever listens to this and whoever actually goes and checks out the playlist, I did you all a favor last night. I got wine drunk, and I was just going to town on some bangers, man. This playlist now has over 230 songs, 13 hours and 1 minute of content to, not content, what the fuck is that, of music to jam, and we'll keep adding, man. I mean we'll go till this thing hits a million
for sure. So
but I've opened it up now officially to the public. I did say you can go add. I lied on the last podcast. I did not have this as a public playlist. I do now officially have it as a public playlist. So if you listened last time and you're like, oh, I'm going to go add to it, and you couldn't do it, I apologize. Go back, and you can do it now.
Fuck yeah. So my song this week is, and we're not always going to stick to the theme of nostalgia, but I'm going to this week. I added Coolio's Gangster Paradise because I just remember that song so much and thinking I was hot shit listening to it. So you pass by the streetlight.
Gangster's Paradise.
Fuck yeah, bud. What about you?
That's a good one. I'm going to try to see if I can get a little snippet going on that. Oh, it's too quiet. You can't hear that. That's okay. Man, I really, really dug into my roots last night, and I started putting in a bunch of, like, those, like, pop punk, like, classics that everybody knew from, like, Fall Out Boy and, like, Good Charlotte to, like, Taking Back Sunday, some Hawthorne. It got deep. Yeah. But my most favorite nostalgic moment was when I started throwing in some Big D and the Kids Table. So if you go into the playlist and you find anything Big D in the Kids Table, you're welcome. I don't want to say a specific song because I threw in a bunch of shit. But Big D in the Kids Table, that was my favorite trip down memory lane that I went through last night. And I would love it for other people to throw in their nostalgic songs, because you can see when someone does do it. It actually shows their name. Like, I saw whenever you were putting yours in there, and it's like, cool, like, maybe I can, like, connect with people I don't even know. Or if I do know you, and I'm like, hey, that's some good music, or hey, what the fuck is this shit? It's all love, baby. But throw it in there. Throw it in there.
Yeah. All right, so I got a personal topic to talk about before we move on to our Merry Fuck Kill this week, all right?
Do it. I took a drink. I wasn't ignoring you.
This woman. This woman is my Michael Scott chair model.
She's phenomenal.
She showed up on my Facebook ad somehow. Not sure how. And now I want to see more. I want to see more of her. I want to take her to Panda Express. I want to see her order and judge her. I want to do other things. And it's really weird because we live in a time where we're not used to seeing something or someone and not being able to find something out about them somehow. Mm-mm. But I got no way to figure this out. Like,
she's like a Kohl's model.
Oh, yeah, but like the model. This isn't just like, you know, back in the day of Vanity Fair with bras. And you're just like, yeah, something. Like, this is a rocket. I mean, this chick, probably a general at NASA.
Here's the thing, though, and not to play devil's advocate here, but I don't think she'd be as good if she wasn't wearing that. And I'm not saying she's not good. I think she's very attractive. Even if she's wearing a sweater, I'd be like, wow, you're attractive. The model, I don't know. I'd have to see a couple more to compare it to. But
first impressions, man.
Oh, God. Based on first impression, I agree with you 100%. But again, playing devil's advocate, I need to see a couple more wearing that exact outfit.
Yeah, well, I need to see her in a couple more poses.
I like it. All right, a drinking.
Whoa. Time out. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. Hot Donna of That 70s Show fame, and she showed her boobs in Orange is the New Black, is expecting a second child with known good actor, but Eric has an Foreman. Alien head. No, Ben Foster.
I don't know who that is.
Ben Foster played a slow kid on Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
He's been in countless movies. Can you type him in so you can see who he is? You'll recognize him if you...
I'm really bad at names, so maybe I'll recognize the face. Continue.
Talk about kicking your coverage. Ben Foster pulling in. I believe her name is Hot Donna. Donna Przinski Prescott. I don't know her real name at all.
Donna. Yeah, I don't remember either. And I love That 70s Show. Son of a bitch. Her real name is Laura Prepon.
Laura Prepon. Yeah.
So she's, no, not she, Prawn. There's no R in Pon. Prepon. And Ben Foster, I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. Good really? For he's way shorter than her, as any dude probably would be.
He's been in some bangers.
Oh, I've seen some movies. Oh, okay, let's see. I've seen Alpha Dog. I've seen...
He was in Hell or High Water. It's a bank robbery movie down in Texas that was real good.
Okay.
He's a messenger with my guy Woody Harrelson.
I'm just looking at all these movies, man. I haven't seen a lot of these, but I'm not a big movie buff like you. So yeah. I wouldn't.
But you would agree she's way more attractive.
Definitely. Definitely. So, oh, man. This is a true story, man. I have not seen Orange is the New Black, but whenever it first came out and I was told Donna Pinciani shows her boobs.
Donna Pinciani, you just remembered.
I did, because I'm thinking of her boobs. I got drawn back. Nostalgia's real. I specifically watched the first 10 minutes of that episode just to see what happened.
We all did, man. So that was breaking news. It had to be seen, man. He outkicked his coverage and all-time rocket to the sky. All right. Man.
And he's only 38 years old. He looks like he's at least 53.
Dude, his skull, shape of an alien.
I don't like him.
Yeah. All right. Like him. What do we got for a Mary Fuck Kill this week, bud? You set all up right. The topic.
Kill Mary Fuck. Fucking killing and marrying up in here. So we actually had a listener recommendation, and I'm all about that. So anytime that you recommend anything to us, I will always read it. So this one is food related, as was our last one. Our last one was pizzas, pizza chain specifically. This one is we're going a little east of the border here. We're gonna go into Italy, little Italian feast up in this bitch. All right, so you ready for this?
Let's go.
All right, we got chicken Alfredo, spaghetti and meatballs, and the classic lasagna. Those are the Mary Fuck Kill of the week. You're up. What you got? You can take a quick moment if you got to think about it, because I get it. Chicken Alfredo is a little bit different because it doesn't have a red sauce. Spaghetti and meatballs and lasagna, though, kind of the same category.
Oh, man, I got this. All right. As you just said, chicken Alfredo doesn't have that red sauce. So think of it as you went to Hawaii on vacation at 19 and you saw that sweet luau girl, you know, with that sun-kissed skin, you know, and you want a little piece, but only the one time. That's chicken Alfredo to me, man. I just want to get up in there with that.
I see where you're going with that. So you're going to fuck chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, I'm going to straight get my dick up in that chicken. Now,
in that chicken.
This is not hard for me because my mother only made one meal, and it was spaghetti with terrible Aldi spaghetti sauce just thrown on top of it.
There's nothing wrong with Aldi.
Straight up, just kill spaghetti. I don't much care for the texture. There's so many better noodles.
But it's and meatballs, though.
Meatballs. And if you make the meatballs right, they're going to be good. But I'll say this, lasagna, I can always have lasagna. It always reheats well. Even bad lasagna is good lasagna. It's lasagna.
I get it.
So that's what I'm going to go for, man. Your penis.
And I appreciate your analysis on all that. I feel like I was living through you there for a minute. That was good. Mine's different, actually.
Good.
I'm probably going to fuck lasagna because I do agree. You know, maybe a couple booty calls here and there. Like, you know, I couldn't have it every week. That's for sure. But you keep her number close, and you know she's good for sure. And she's good for a reheat, like you said. So I'm right there with you with lasagna being up there. Am I marrying her? No, she's not marriage material. I'm going to probably agree with you on killing. Actually, no, you didn't say kill this one. I'm going to kill chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
Kill Whitey, as Chris Farley once said. I'm not a big fan of the Alfredo sauce. I get down with chicken Alfredo. Don't get me wrong. I'll eat it. But it's not my favorite Italian cuisine. If I'm going to put something on anything, that doesn't make sense. But if I'm going to do Italian, it's got to be red. If it's not red.
I agree. We're not too far off in our mindsets.
We're not.
When it comes to that. Because I'm the same way. I have never in my life been like, I want chicken Alfredo. But there's been situations where I've had, I'm like, this is real good.
No.
Let me have a little taste. I'll say this. The fan who sent us this Mary Fuck Kill just sent me a Snapchat right now. So I'm recording a quick little video just saying what's up to him.
Because
we're chatting on the Snapchat. But I'll say this, man. I'll say this four times. Yeah, that's tough. Because, like you said, Alfredo sauce, it tastes a lot like vomit.
Here's the thing about chicken Alfredo or Alfredo sauce in general. You got to eat it when it's first made. It doesn't reheat well. It doesn't reheat well.
Hence my analogy of the, like, hey, it's a one-time thing. Like, yeah, you might have seconds that night.
But
the next morning, man, you know, you're trying to get out of that situation.
out about it. So anyways, that brings me to my Mary. I'm going to marry spaghetti and meatballs just because I've never had a spaghetti and meatballs that I didn't like. And I used to eat Hot Lunch as a kid and I would eat their spaghetti and meatballs. Actually, I don't even think they had meatballs. It was just like meat chunks. I don't know what the fuck it was. I love spaghetti. I would probably put that in my top five of things I love. I'm a spaghetti guy. And meatballs in general, too, with all that marinara sauce. Or if you're going to be real about it, marinara sauce. You throw that shit all up in it. Give it to daddy. I'm marrying you. Let's go. Me gusta.
Yeah, man, everyone's going to have different opinions on that. Let us know what you guys think. Little shout-out to our boy Josh G for sending that to us, all right? Man, thanks. We appreciate it, gang.
Keep it coming. Gang, gang. Keep it going. That's a real... I don't want to be like Theo Vaughn, but I really enjoy that line. Gang, gang. Let's fucking go.
Let's talk about that show quick, man, because we didn't get much of a chance. You know, your date got a little tired. We had kind of a longer night.
She was falling asleep. I was looking over at her, and I was like... she's not enjoying this at all.
That sucks.
It was unfortunate because his openers really killed it. Let's talk about the good there for a minute. No, I shouldn't say openers because the guy that opened from Milwaukee, he's just a local act.
They're so he was the host, they call it. And I'll straight say this, I'm funnier than that dude.
He had a 5-minute bit and it was just, he just talked about being a dad and like, usually if you do that, I can relate with you. And that's funny. Like, cause that's part of being a comic, right? Is finding things that are relatable to other people. I got where he was going. I didn't like him.
His Target dick drag grabbing joke was funny, but otherwise, man, like I didn't much care for him, but, Ari Manis burnt that place down, man. He had us rolling.
He could have been the headliner and I know he had more material. He could have been the headliner.
He will be one day, for sure.
Oh, he definitely will be. But Theo Vaughn, man, and it's really unfortunate because here's the thing about Theo Vaughn. I could hang out with Theo Vaughn for sure. Like, I could hang out with him and just be buds. And I think he's funny in, like, the setting of, okay, his podcast, super funny. Whenever I feel like if he was at a bar or you'd run to a party, he's going to be the funniest guy in the room always. His stand-up. Even like his Comedy Central series and whatever, his Netflix series too, I never really got like I'm crying laughing, like you are so funny, and I'm like it'll be different in person, and I didn't get that.
I'll say this, I enjoyed the show. If he came back, I'd see it again. I don't think it was his best set. I don't think it's his best material because we've heard some shit of his stand up wise that will have you rolling.
There was some, but I also think too.
There was, and it's going to happen at a comedy show. I think some of the front crowd threw him off. I think there's just, I still enjoyed it. I think I expected a little too much though, man. And I think it's also kind of tough because 2 weeks before that, we went and saw Bert Kreischer, who had opener who did 7 minutes, maybe 10. And then Bert came on and just burnt that place down. And we've already talked enough about
It's so funny that you said that, by the way. I was thinking that in my head, too. I was going to be like, Bert burned it down. I think that's our new thing right there. I know that it's not original, but anyways, continue.
Yeah, so I still think I did laugh plenty at Theo and stuff. I just think, you know, you get set up with one comedian first and, like,
I forced it. I forced a lot of laughter, unfortunately. I'll admit it. I don't mean to cut you off, but I forced a lot of laughter with Theo. His opening bit, I was crying. And then it just kind of went down. And I think that may have been as a comedian, and I don't know, I couldn't do what stand-up comedians do, but maybe don't start with the best material first. Get me chuckling and then keep me engaged. It's no different than a movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't show all the good shit in the previews and then your movie's a piece of shit.
I agree with that. I'll say this. I think... So remember when he talked about how they had a Mexican guy introduced to them and he's like, think about a Mexican. Now don't. That was us. Like, that was funny. But I also think like it was delivered in a way, like you said, I think almost like I would say a comedy club versus a theater, it would have been funnier because it would have been a little more intimate.
It was a big setting, and like, you're right. Yeah. I agree. If the, so, oh man, like, think back to one of the, and I can't, there's no way you and I remember the name, but remember that one Christmas party that you and I crashed? It was a fucking, we crashed somebody was having a work party, at this bar, and we made our way in, and it was this like little dump, of a bar, Southern Wisconsin, picture that. And there was a comedian that night, and we got ourselves some food and a bunch of drinks. We were drunk. And that comedian was fucking phenomenal. One of I laughed so hard at him, and he even had hecklers too. And I laughed so hard at him, but would I have laughed as hard if he was in a setting like Theo? Maybe not. Probably not.
I think the theater thing might have made a little bit of difference when it comes down to it.
Your environment makes all the difference. I mean, like, so me and my lady are going to go see one of her favorite comedians here. I think it's next month. And it's actually at a comedy club where
it's at Comedy on State. Yep.
Yeah, you sit at, like, tables and shit. And you're, like, pretty much, like, up close and personal. I feel like that's going to be – I'll probably laugh way harder at that than I have at anything all year. And I don't even think the dude's that funny. I don't know, man.
Bert, that Bert hour, that's going to be a Netflix special coming out soonish. That wasn't even like, hey, I'm laughing. You know, we had a few drinks, but we weren't drunk or buzzed even. Like,
no, we weren't.
Dude, that gun ownership bit, it kept going. Had me fucking rolling, man.
Yeah. Well, I think what's tough too about, in Bert's, but I think what was tough about Theo too is he's got such a thick accent. A lot of the time too, I was like, what? I didn't understand a lot of what he was saying. And I think he plays into that too, kind of like Larry the Cable Guy. I hate to compare him to anything like that.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I think he's gotten a little more comfortable with that.
Right. Like, you're playing into a part, man. Like, you gotta still enunciate a little bit, because we're not all from backwoods. I don't even know where he's from.
Louisiana.
I think it was Alabama, Louisiana, somewhere where they're kissing their cousins.
Fucking A. This week in football, man, you got any picks? Anything that you're thinking's upset wise and stuff?
Oh,
what do you think?
It's been a couple weeks.
You predicted the Jets. Dallas, sucks? And it happened.
You know what sucks? So I had a very busy week. Last week, and that's why that episode dropped after the game, unfortunately. So people might be like, no, that's bullshit. That dropped after the game. He didn't call that.
Well, we put out the clip.
True. We did put out. That's true. Thank you. Because I fucking called it. I knew that Dallas would shit the bed, and they shit that shit so hard. Sam Darnold came back. Now all of a sudden he's seeing ghosts. I mean, he's going against the best defense in the world. Not even the fucking NFL, the world. If I'm going to pick someone to save me from a burning house, it's not the firefighters here. It's the goddamn Patriots defense. Save me from this burning building, you fucking assholes. If you play fantasy football, it's not like he's that great, but he was, and he could be relevant again. I threw a trade for the Dallas. I threw a trade out this week, Robert Woods, for the New England Patriots. Now think about that a second. Go back 365 days from today. If you saw that trade go through right now, would you shit yourself?
Yeah, going back a year, I would have, obviously, any defense in general, but the Patriots defense is just so insanely good.
Retarded good. And I don't care if that's not PC. That shit, they are retarded good. So I was looking at this week's games, and I was really trying hard to think of an upset that would make sense. And it's really, I won't lie to you, it's really hard this week for me to
I came up with one I could see happening, but otherwise, so, I think it's who you think it's going to be.
So let me run you through how my mindset worked this week, as far as trying to pick an upset. Because I will do this every week, regardless. And it doesn't necessarily have to be this team beats this team. It could be, you know, Andy Dalton throws 8 touchdowns.
I could get
real specific, you know what I mean? But like from matchup perspective, like I was like, you know what? Maybe the Dolphins get their first win on prime time against a Pittsburgh Steelers team that's not that great. Now their defense, they're pretty good. So that's where the problem could lie, because you got to score points to win any football game. I understand defenses win championships, but at the end of the day, if you're not putting points on the board, you're not going to win the game. Look at the Chicago Bears, for example. They are a Super Bowl caliber team, and they are being fucked in the ass by a quarterback that doesn't know what he's doing.
There's a lot of rumors of either Mariota or Cam Newton going to Chicago.
You know what? I would love to see that, because Cam Newton is still good. He's not happy in Carolina. I would love to see something like that. Mariota needs to fall off the face of the earth. I think he's so overrated, and I've never been on the Mariota wagon.
Yeah, for sure. I just filled an empty bottle and can of piss. That's multitasking.
That's phenomenal. I've never been a Mariota fan, and I never will be. I think he's overrated. He was good in college, and I just don't think that he's going to cut it in the National Football League. He's an overrated quarterback, period. That's why Ryan Tannehill, who is a good quarterback, and I don't feel like he's fighting for a job, he deserves the job.
Yeah.
I don't know how that dude ever backed up a quarterback.
Well, it came down to injuries, kept getting hurt. So you're saying you're upset is the Dolphins over the Steelers?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that was a thought of mine.
I'm going to give you my thought before you give the official one to represent us as a podcast.
Fair. That's fair.
I could see the Panthers going to San Francisco and winning that game.
The Panthers going to San Francisco. And I don't think that's an upset, though. That's the thing. I looked at that game, too. I don't care about their record.
I don't care about their record. Six games in, and San Francisco's beating some good teams. There's some teams with winning records, and you're not going to like hearing this, but Green Bay, New England, where you look at who they've beat and you kind of wonder why. San Francisco has beaten really good teams.
I just don't see it, and I don't care what you say about Green Bay. I just ignore anybody. But I think San Fran's a joke. They are the highest running offense in all of football. And Dalvin Cook is still leading the way. Do you see? I understand that he had an injury, but do you see Tevin Coleman anywhere on the list? Do you see any of their running backs on the list? I feel like they're a product of a team that I hate to say it, they get fucking lucky. Jimmy G is not a quality QB. He's the best looking man in the world. So he's been good enough, man.
I think it comes down to one of those things where you just got to be good enough. Good enough. Give your team a chance to win and win as a full team. You look at these teams that are so reliant on just one player, especially a quarterback. And when it comes down to like those big moments, maybe you win 1 out of 4. But they're doing something right to be flirting with the record they are.
I think they're so overrated. I
don't feel like they're getting a lot of hype.
They shouldn't. They really, really shouldn't. Honestly, I feel like the Cowboys could beat them. I think the Dallas Cowboys could beat the San Francisco 49ers. Do they play them at all this year? I'd be curious to know. I'm sure they don't, but if they do.
A lot of teams, you know, that could always be the chance. I mean, sometimes a team will surprise you and be like, hey, guess what? We decided to just randomly do some shit, but
I get it. So, all right. So then I came back to another suggestion, and this one isn't my pick either. So I was looking at the Patriots and I was looking at the Browns, right? And you're just like, what? No, it's the Patriots.
Are you getting on the Jarvis Landry? What, we guarantee a win train?
No, I don't give a shit about anybody who guarantees anything. Look at Doug Peterson's stupid ass guaranteeing a win in Dallas. Right? Wasn't he the one that did that? I guarantee a win in Dallas and then they lost. Fact check me. Someone fact check me. I'm pretty positive that was the case.
All I know is Jarvis Landry today said we're going to beat the Patriots.
Well, good for him. I like Jarvis Landry. I'm a big Jarvis Landry fan. I hope he wins a ring. But then I'm thinking about it and it's like, but then you got Baker Mayfield, which is like a barely a step up from a Mitch Trubisky. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I can't get down with that. No, I'm sorry. This game probably looked good on paper at the beginning of the season, but now no way do they put up anything against that defense. No fucking way. Nick Chubb's been doing some good things. You still got you got one of the best receiving cores in football. You would never know because of the quarterback that's behind center. But I would be shocked if this game is closed. Honestly, I would be shocked if this game is closed. So that leads me to my upset of the week. And this one, and people are probably going to think I'm stupid as shit, but you thought the same thing when I said the Jets over the Cowboys, so suck my ass. I am picking the one and what week are we in? Eight? One and, so they're 1-6. 1-6 Washington Redskins over the Minnesota Vikings. And here is my why. It goes back to what you were talking about with your San Francisco 49ers that you think are so great. Guess who held them to 9 fucking points?
Did you see the weather in that game?
I don't give a fuck.
Dude, no.
Football is football. Don't you dare.
And I'm telling you what, the fact that they still... I can see what you're saying. I think the Redskins defense is going to deserve some credit. And I can see Kirk Cousins shit in the bed. The revenge game aspect.
Okay, here's the thing, though, in that you fucking led me into the perfect segue. Kirk Cousins revenge game. I'm sorry. Who's the quarterback of the Washington Redskins right now?
Case Keenum.
And didn't he lead them to a very, very, very good playoff run and then get traded? He sure fucking did. And I'm sorry. Who else is in the backfield right now? Because Chris Thompson's out. Who's
Adrian
in the
Peterson's
right
out
now
too.
That
I think
for the goddamn Minnesota Vikings, he's not out.
I think Adrian Peterson's out.
He is not out. He is not out. Adrian Peterson is up and he's playing tonight. He just texted me actually. Let me just double check that real quick while I'm so confident over here. Josh Norman, Adrian Peterson are active for Washington tonight. Okay. So Josh Norman, whatever, he was good 3 years ago. But honestly, man, I don't think that it's going to come down to defense. I think it's going to come down to offense. It's going to be a shootout. I call this right now. I think the Washington Redskins in prime time with Adrian Peterson in the backfield, Case Keenum giving them the ball. And I'm sorry. Fuck. What's the dude's name? I have him in fantasy.
Terry McLaurin.
F1 Terry McLaurin. Dude, I'm telling you, this could be the game right now. I'm taking the Washington Redskins over the Minnesota Vikings. That is my upset of the week.
All right, so we're going to pick one randomly as we end the show. You and I used to go to the quarter machines at a place we worked and collect all these footballs. So I'm going to pick one random team, and that team is going to win. As you can see my eyes, I'm not looking. Ah, fuck, the Eagles are going to beat my Bills this week.
I could see that. I could genuinely see that.
I could too. I mean, being honest, I totally could.
Yeah,
all right.
Not bad.
That's our show. Thanks for watching. Instagram, Beards and Beers. Spotify playlist, Beards and Beers Nostalgia playlist. We are on Google Podcasts, Spotify.
I'm on Instagram. Oh, yeah, we're on everything. Where you listen to your podcast, we're on all of it. Right?
Yeah.
My name is K-Bob. You can find me at Instagram. I am Caleb Woods, Caleb with a K, because I'm not an idiot. He is Two Beers with Nathan. You can find him on Instagram at...
Two Beers with Nathan.
This is our third episode. Thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. One love.
Make good choices.